Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the liberal exodus off the presidential bandwagon, which is approaching Klaxon fire drill evacuation levels. Even inside his own party, there seems to be a few questions about Obama's leadership skills, which according to some is similar to saying Paula Deen Apollo theater bookings. It splits up into three camps. The side of the party that's a little to the left of Fidel, who will never be happy until he twitches his nose and world peace and an end to planetary hunger both break out simultaneously. The centrists, who don't understand why everyone is so mad at the president. After all, he hasn't done anything. And Joe Biden. But really, it's not Obama's fault. Progressives initially hailed him as one of their own because, well, compared to George W. Bush, Cardinal Richelieu would have seemed progressive. But in truth, Barack was always a middle-of-the-road kind of a guy. A facilitator who brought people together. Of course, the only way to bring the squabbling children inside of today's beltway together is through the use of a wind tunnel, fire hose, and 55-gallon drum of industrial-strength glue. You don't send a constitutional lawyer into the Wrangler National Rodeo Finals and expect them to come out wearing the champion bull rider trophy buckle. But after dithering on Syria and the disastrous Obamacare website rollout, Democrats are falling off his presidential bus faster than milk sours in Mexico. Fall off, jumping off, like Maui sunbathers at a stop sign next to a complimentary sand out of your butt spatula stand. But you can never count this guy out. No matter what you think of Obama's policies, you got to admire his ability not to get involved in them. He himself would tell you he's the opposite of a superhero. A zero hero. Who else could make Joe Biden look presidential? And who knows? Maybe that's the plan.